2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Our top story this hour:
the Salt Lake City protests. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
More protests in Salt Lake City last night, and the governor had to declare an emergency before things settled down.
Salt Lake City protests. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage live on the scene outside the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office. John?
Yeah, I mean, it's quiet now outside of a few cleanup crews, but last night this was a beehive of activity. You had a few hundred protesters coming out, all upset about the Bernardo Palacios ruling, and they started painting this area red. The street here now on 5th South looks pretty well cleaned up, but the entrance to the DA's office still in shambles. Red paint everywhere, graffiti, profanity aimed at DA Sim Gill, and of course all the flyers featuring the image of Bernardo Palacios. Here's what protesters sounded like last night. Police swooped in once three or four windows were broken and they dispersed the crowd. In the process, it sounds like a few cops themselves got injured. Now, it's worth noting that Governor Herbert did declare a state of emergency last night. That's going to keep the Capitol building closed until late Monday night. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The protests were started when Salt Lake District Attorney Sim Gill announced his decision not to prosecute the officers who shot and killed Palacios Carbajal. KSL TV's Andrew Adams reports.
During the investigation, the officers told the district attorney that they were worried not just for themselves, but for the safety of people nearby as well as for police who had not yet arrived to the scene. An attorney for the Palacios family reacted to this decision, saying the shooting was not justified and that they're deeply disappointed. The lawyer went on to say that Palacios was running away and, in his opinion, didn't show any intention of using his gun.
Former Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank says now we have to ask what it's going to take to prevent protests from turning violent in the future.
In order to resolve this issue, we need to say, how are we going to ensure that incidents like people are upset about in Salt Lake City and across the country, how are we going to ensure they don't happen tomorrow?
We'll get more from current Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown in a live interview coming up at 8:15 on Utah's Morning News.
A group of protesters is asking the governor to get rid of Utah's coronavirus restrictions, saying they're causing businesses to close. Green Girl Smoothie CEO Robin Openshaw says 15% of small businesses in Park City have closed up shop, and she's worried about the future.
We have to stand up for them because they're the engine of the economy, they are the tax base, and their friends and neighbors are small business owners.
Several people who rallied outside the Salt Lake Health Department building last night also questioned why we need mask mandates.
It's just not infections hitting record highs. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the biggest state set high marks yesterday for COVID-19 deaths. California, Texas, Florida, leading a surge nearing 1,000 fatalities per day. Correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel says Disney Orlando reopens tomorrow anyway.
Those meet and greet sessions with Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck? Forget it.
Some medical leaders are calling on Florida to shut down again. Meanwhile, President Trump has just left the White House for South Florida, visiting the military Southern Command to talk drug enforcement. He also meets with Venezuelan immigrants at a church today. Changing the flag of Mississippi came at a price. The state legislature now shut down after 26 lawmakers test positive for coronavirus. Governor Tate Reeves.
If you've been in contact with anyone in the legislature, you need to get tested.
They were in special session for the flag flap 2 weeks ago and now can't resume work, that is, for another 2 weeks. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And Black Lives Matter was painted in giant yellow letters on New York's Fifth Avenue yesterday, right on the doorstep of Trump Tower. Mayor Bill de Blasio grabbed a paint roller to help.
Let's show Donald Trump what he does not understand. Let's paint it right in front of his building for him.
The president said the mural denigrates the luxury of Fifth Avenue. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
President Trump facing broad disapproval for his management of two major crises during the, gripping the nation.
Nearly two-thirds of Americans now disapprove of both the president's response to the coronavirus and his handling of race. The new ABC News Ipsos poll finds 67% don't support how President Trump's dealing with the two issues. Disapproval among independents jumped from 59% last month to now 73%. Republican support of the president's handling of the coronavirus fell to 78% from 90% in mid-June. And 59% of Americans now think the push to reopen the economy is moving too quickly. Todd Ant, ABC News.